This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A senior White House official has arrived in China for talks on a relationship that has been severely tested during U.S. President Joe Biden's term in office. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Jake Sullivan, the national security advisor, will be in China from Tuesday to Thursday. He's been Biden's point person for often unannounced talks with the Communist Party's top foreign policy official to try to manage the growing differences between Washington and Beijing. Sullivan's trip is meant to maintain communication in a relationship that broke down for the better part of a year in 2022 to 2023. His meetings could lay the groundwork for a possible final summit with Chinese leader Xi Jinping before Biden steps down in January. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky reports Russia attacked Ukraine with 10 missiles and 81 drones Tuesday, killing four people in a second consecutive day of widespread aerial attacks that included strikes on energy facilities. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Rescue workers pull a person out of debris in Kryvyi Rih. The Ukrainian State Emergency Service says a rocket hit a hotel around midnight, partially destroying the four-story building in the city in central Ukraine. In the Kyiv region, which has struggled with blackouts after Monday's onslaught, five air alerts were called during the night. The regional administration said air defenses destroyed all the drones and missiles, but that falling debris had set off forest fires. Zelensky says the attacks included over 80 drones, and that, as well as the deaths, at least 16 people were injured. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A powerful typhoon was approaching Japan's southwestern islands Tuesday, with weather officials cautioning residents against heavy rain, violent winds in the region in the coming days. The Japanese Meteorology Agency said Typhoon Shanchan was about 130 kilometers east of the southern island of Momami on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Palestinian officials say Israeli airstrikes across the Gaza Strip in the last 24 hours have killed at least 18 people, including eight children. The civil defense first responders who operate under the Hamas-run government said three children and their mother were killed in an airstrike late Monday in the Tufan neighborhood of Gaza City. It said three other people were missing after the strike. Another strike late Monday hit a building in downtown Gaza City, killing a child, three women, and a man, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. In southern Gaza, a strike on a home early Tuesday killed five people, including a man, his three children, as young as 3 years old, and a woman, according to a casualty list provided by the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis, where the bodies were taken. Meanwhile, speaking at the White House Monday, National Security spokesman John Kirby said, in spite of ongoing fighting and the fact that the formal ceasefire talks in Cairo ended Sunday without an agreement, he said lower-level talks are continuing.
Obviously, as I said earlier, the working groups are now meeting and talking, and so there continues to be progress, and our team on the ground continues to describe the talks as constructive.
While the World Health Organization unveiled a plan Monday to stop transmission of Mpox, scientists studying the virus say it's changing quickly, complicating efforts to combat its spread. The six-month, $135 million plan calls for boosting surveillance, prevention, and response. The plan says strategic vaccination efforts will focus on individuals at the highest risk. They say there are challenges in implementing the plan, limited by surveillance diagnostic capacities, particularly in Africa. Harvard School of Public Health Assistant Professor Dr. Kismaka Corbett-Hilaire told VOA's International Edition she sees the problem with these outbreaks such as this is that they happen in areas where preventive efforts have fallen behind.
It's very difficult to, in the middle of an outbreak, in the middle of unrest and all of these things, unorganization and et cetera, to penetrate those systems that we haven't necessarily been able to before.
A hearing in the southwestern U.S. state of Arizona over whether to dismiss charges against faked electors stretches into a second day Tuesday. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
18 Republicans were indicted by a grand jury in April on charges of forgery, fraud, and conspiracy. They're accused of trying to overturn the outcome of the 2020 presidential race in Arizona. Some of them submitted a document falsely claiming that former President Donald Trump won Arizona when Joe Biden had won the state by 10,457 votes. At least a dozen of the 18 indicted are asking that their cases be dismissed, citing an Arizona law that bars using baseless legal actions to try to silence critics. Prosecutors say the defendants don't have evidence to back up their claim. I'm Donna Warder.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.